Some of you do meditation, and I thought I would just share a little bit about my experience there, things that come up when you're sitting there for so long. So I have a group in Kingston that kind of depends on me to spur them on, so I even wrote this down and mailed it and sent it back to the meditation group to sit there and look at it. So it says here, how can I write this down? While I'm meditating on my cushion in front of my shrine, it's as if I'm transformed into a busy train station. Most of us drive cars here, but some of us know trains and know subways, so try to think of this. As I follow my breath in and out, a thought may arrive like a train pulling into that station. At that moment, I have a choice. I can board that train and depart with that thought as it travels through multiple stations and end up 30 minutes later, far from my intended concentration focus. Or I can continue sitting and just watch. I noticed this morning that there really could be a gap, a conscious decision to board that train or to let it pass through, to put energy and content into that thought or not. The image reminds me of the great benefits I've received from suffering from a concussion. You don't need to hear about that. I did go into that with having suffered a concussion and managed to, during my time on solitary, have it completely clear. It actually took me 2 years to recover from that one. So what do I do when I come back here, 2016, and I have a second concussion? That just cleared in January completely, which is kind of why I'm able to make plans, because I don't have daily headaches and et cetera. So, yeah. Considering this book and what I wrote here, it really is like this reference that I made to this jewel, prepping it. From my musings yesterday on doing this retreat for others, for all sentient beings, I concluded that I should indeed polish and clean this jewel of practice as I would a gift. My mind's eye envisioned a wonderful orb, my actions held in my hand, cleaned, buffed, and polished to a glow. It came to me that I could do this by carrying clear, clean intentions to every prayer, every recitation, every mantra that I do, as though I was preparing to hand them to someone as a present. I quietly watched my recitations of the refuges and the 10 precepts, and rather than just singing them out by rote and memory, I stopped after each one, letting the intention and the sound echo in my being. I visualized the 108 mantras as an exquisite string of beads, preparing each mantra as a jewel for others. I polished the loving kindness prayer, heard the words, watched my articulation, my enunciation, and made it as purposeful and beautiful as it truly is. This whole life here and all that I'm learning is a jewel to be given away to others. But the start is the waking up, polishing that orb, letting it shine and gleam in my hands and offering it up. And I often just say that that's what this book is. I prepared it not for me, not for any benefit of me at all, but just as a gift to other people.